Hi, everyone. This is Felice, and I have a favor to ask. Could you please go to iTunes and comment and rate the show? I'd appreciate your help in getting others to find us. Thanks so much.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome. For those of you listening today, this is actually lunch with Meredith and Felice, so I welcome my co-host, Meredith. Thanks so much for joining me today, Meredith.
Felice, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy, and it's always so much fun. Well, today I want to thank our sponsors, which are Media Angels, and you can visit mediaangels.com, as well as Powerline Productions, and that is Powerline Prod, it's short for product, so it's powerlineprod.com. And so today, Meredith and I are going to discuss true love. So what is true love? And that is going to be our topic. And you know what? As I was thinking about this, it really set all kinds of emotions in place. And, you know, it's really easy to show the people that we love in our lives true love. But we as Christians know that the greatest love ever shown was demonstrated by Jesus Christ by his life, death, and resurrection. He took on our sins and opened the gates of heaven. And in John 3:10, there's a whole discourse there where Jesus answers Nicodemus. And many of us, you know, can quote John 3:15 by heart, that everyone who believes may have eternal life within him. And, you know, as we share today about this talk of what true love is, you know, true love is, as a Christian, different than those who are not Christians. And so even if you're listening today and you're not a Christian, I just encourage you to continue listening, because we have, I think, some really important things to share with you. And, you know, why are we talking about true love? Yes, it is February as we record this, and yes, Valentine's Day is coming up. But one of the reasons, and one of my main reasons, is the movie that people are just clamoring to see and read the book, and that is 50 Shades of Grey. You know, I was appalled when I found that many Christian women were flocking to read the book. And so for me, you know, that does not demonstrate at all what true love is. And truthfully, as I was chatting with Meredith before we went live, she doesn't know anything about the book or the movie that's coming out. And you know, because I stay connected to a lot of the current events things, I host current issues in the Constitution with my brother-in-law. And so, you know, I'm always doing a quick look at the current events, and that kept popping up. You know, it's not history and it's not politics, but it keeps coming up in searches. And to me, it's just appalling, because, you know, that is not what we consider to be love. And, you know, it's basically lust and pornography, you know, in a nutshell. And Meredith, I know that, you know, as a pastor's wife, that you have struggled with people who are addicted to pornography.
Oh, my goodness. It is so heartbreaking to see how many people the devil has got on the bench because of pornography. And even women, I've even dealt with women who have become addicted, but especially men, and it is so sad. And pornography never stops. It leads to other things, and I do know that we can pretend that something that is not as evil as other pornography is not pornography, but that's a lie. And you were saying to me before the show that many Christian women are reading this book and going, to this movie, and I'm heartbroken because they are opening themselves up to the demonic realm, because pornography is not without a price that we pay of our soul, and it is not safe for anyone, but especially a Christian, to dishonor Christ in that way. So, I mean, I am really sad to hear about this.
Well, they're not calling it that, of course. You know, they're cloaking it into all kinds of things. But when you hear a talk show host say that in reading the book, they even blushed, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, because, you know, they're definitely hardened to a lot of things, especially being on broadcast television. And, you know, I have not read the book, nor do I plan to watch the movie, even for research purposes. But I do know from the little bit that I have read that people are boycotting certain news programs that are promoting that movie as they were coming up. And I was surprised because one lady in particular that I know is not even overtly Christian, but she, it just really bothered her. And so that made a huge impact to me, you know, that, you know, people that are very moral are finding it offensive. And, and so, you know, I think that's because so much of what you read in love stories, you know, is just not true love. And, I always say, you know, in talking to, I've talked to teens a lot, Meredith, as you have, and you have a huge ministry in your church that is really geared to teens. In fact, the Finish Well convention that you host each year, and, you know, that is another thing that you know, I'd like to, do you have the URL for that, the Finish Well conference?
Oh, the URL is finishwellcon.com.
Yes.
Okay, and we actually have a brand new website, and
yeah,
I'm actually talking about how to teach your children about sex, and we have a session on surfing the internet with honor, and especially like actually dealing with pornography. So we definitely know that that's a problem, and we're addressing it.
Yeah, I'll have that link in the show notes under this audio that says True Love Under Vintage from SchoolMoms.com. And I'll get your connection directly to her conference. But what I'm saying is that conference is geared for teenagers and their parents every year, which makes it very unique. And, yes, younger children can come, and there are programs for them as well. But one of the things that we both know in talking to teens is that a lot of times teenage girls, more so than boys, are going to read the love stories, and then every guy they meet is going to fall short. And, you know, while love stories may be entertaining, and even Christian love stories are entertaining, you know, I always feel that as Christian women, if we want to find true love and we are unmarried, the first love of our life needs to be Jesus Christ, and then all things will fall into place. And what that means is also, when we say it will fall into place, it's in God's timing and God's will. It is not in our will. And God has that perfect person for you. God may have you in ministry. I know a lady who travels the world and talks about being, you know, pure, and she's never married, and she's a beautiful lady. I mean, absolutely beautiful, great speaker. But that is where God has her. You know, he has her in ministry to him. And she says, you know, the Lord is my spouse. You know, she's not a religious, a nun, or a priest, or, you know, a minister in any right, but she is, you know, that is what God has for her, and she's happy with that. So, you know, it's when we finally understand, you know, I'm getting off on tangents here, Meredith, help, which I'm going to bring us back now. I got my note, but, you know, I guess it's the true love thing really strikes a chord with me, because I'm really talking a lot about my own experiences, and I was a big reader, and what I thought true love was, and it really was a friend who gave me her true love prayer, and I've given copies to many teens. So If you want a copy of that, you know, email me at felice@mediaangels.com, and I will give you a copy of that, whether it's for you who are listening, who are single, or for your children. And basically what that prayer says is, until you give me, you know, your life and your love, and only then will I, you know, find, you know, bring you the perfect person. And that truly, my love story with my husband is, once I prayed that, and I was in a town with not one eligible person, that I, you know, and the Lord brought my husband to be into my town. And, you know, Jeff Gerwitz did not live in Winter Haven where I lived. And God brought him from Fort Myers to Winter Haven, and we met there. And we went to the same college, but, you know, so, and to me, that is, you know, such a confirmation of turning my heart to God and what he provided for me, Meredith. So, having said that, we're going to go through three different things that Meredith and I came up with on our own, and I just love how God works in our dear friendship, you know, through the miles, and how they dovetail into each other. So, Meredith, do you have yours in front of you?
Yes. Do you want me to?
Sure. You go ahead and go first.
To start. Okay. So the first thing that I think expresses love to our spouse is to do things with them that they want to do. And I know for me, like, I don't really enjoy going out to dinner, but my husband does. So that means that I bite the bullet sometimes and go out to dinner, and because that's something that he really enjoys. And it means, you know, that he goes to the beach with me because I really love the beach. And so there's, you know, there's a giving and a taking. And even along the way, you can learn to love things that your spouse loves. Just because they love it, and you just set your heart, I'm going to like it too. My daughter just got married, and she's, you know, like me, like I'm not a camper, and but her husband loves it. And so she said, you know, I got him a tent for Christmas, and I'm so excited to go camping with him. And I think, oh, you know, yuck. And I don't know that in her heart that would be her first choice. But she's embracing what he loves, and that's really a way to show true love to your spouse.
Oh, that's really beautiful. And guess what my number one is? It is to be unselfish. So, doesn't that go along with what you were saying? And
Yes, it does.
You know, yeah, and it has to do with so many things. You know, being a mother is to be unselfish. Who wants to wake up for that 2 a.m. feeding, or whenever the little one's fussy? Or, you know, I think the one thing I detested the most with parenthood was when my kids were sick to their stomach in the middle of the night. That was just like the worst thing in the world, especially when you're having to clean up. And you know, mine never could just contain it in one spot. And I think that was, you know, it was being unselfish, getting up in the middle of the night, doing things for them when they were little and helpless. And even, you know, as we say, you know, little kids, little problems, big kids, big problems. And, you know, the dealing with issues as they come up. And most of them, you know, as they get older, are more heart issues. And, you know, we as parents, you know, sometimes grieve for them and situations that happen in their life that are disappointing and things like that. But I really learned to be unselfish. I grew up in a home where I was an only child for 7 years until my brother came along, and my mother and father were really excited to tell me they had a surprise for me. And when they told me that I was going to have a brother, I didn't think that was really exciting. I was like, where's the toy? So that just tells you a little bit about my upbringing in an Italian home where, you know, all homes, children are cherished for the most part. But I think that Italian families can go overboard in the spoiling. I know I've done my fair share of that with my own children. But you know, it really taught me to be unselfish, and that means doing, like Meredith, you shared, things with other people that they love to do. And for my husband, you know, his is the whole love language thing, and that is, you know, he wants to spend time with me, and that is saying, you know, how much he loves me. And, you know, and I want to just bake him something and just skip the whole, you know, hanging out thing. I love being with him and doing things with him, but, you know, he likes it more than I do. So, you know, not, I guess that didn't come out right. Okay, let me rephrase that. Meredith, you know what I mean?
Yes, I
do. It's not that I don't love being with my husband, but for me, going to Home Depot is not a fun trip out, just like you said, Meredith, going out to dinner, you know?
Right.
And for him, being unselfish is taking me to a Chinese restaurant, and he's not particularly fond of Chinese food. So it is in being unselfish and doing things for the other person that you would rather not do. Okay, so what is your number two on the list?
My number two is to sing his praise in the gates. And that's what, you know, the Proverbs 31 woman, her husband is respected at the city gates. And I've just always assumed it's because that his wife, since the chapter is about the wife, that the wife is constantly singing his praise. And so much of what people, a woman's view of her husband impacts what other people see and feel about their a man too. And she can either choose to focus on the negative or focus on the positive. And if she focuses on the positive, she can really create a place of safety for her husband to become everything he's called to be, because then he's not discouraged by negativity. He's encouraged by positive words, and he can rise up and grow into being a man of God. And I think men really require respect. And what a better way to respect your husband than to speak highly of him to other people?
Mm, yeah, that's really beautiful. And that is so true, because we both hear women talk negatively about their spouses. And to me, they do it on social media. And how horrible is that? Because it can get back to their spouse.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I've heard people post things like, please do not speak negatively about your husband. And, you know, a lot of people comment in agreement on that, but it's so true. Well, my second thing is to you find love in the little thing. And, you know, that goes along with what you're saying, because sometimes you have to look for those things to, you know, give them praise about or to encourage them with. And, you know, this can even be applied to your children as well. You know, all the things really that we're talking about, Meredith, here. It's not just, you know, to a spouse, but, you know, just in love,
right,
in general. And so you can find love in the little things. It's not in, you know, the gifts that you're giving or the things that the world puts a price tag on, but in those little things of, you know, finding something that maybe they've done well after a struggle. In my particular situation, you know, my poor husband is living with someone who is, you know, very vocal, and I can stand up and give a talk, or just like what Meredith and I are doing today, ad lib without a script, and feel confident enough about doing it live for doing it now. And my husband has a difficult time getting up in a networking group and just saying a 30-second, you know, hi, my name is. And yet he has improved, and I, you know, commented on that to him. And he was just so thrilled, you know, because it was coming from me. You know, if someone else had said that, it may not have made as much impact. But, you know, it's just those little things that we do really have the lasting impact. Like people will say they write notes and put them in their husband's lunchbox, or they put love notes on the mirror in the morning when their husband goes in. You know, and they've done that with their children as well. And, you know, taking the joy in those little moments in life is so much more important than, you know, the big picture things that sometimes, you know, our world puts such a focus on, you know. It's
yes.
just so different, you know, in what real true love is. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we will be right back with our last two things that we want to discuss today.
Powerline Productions wants to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus. Because of this, we offer a wide variety of books and e-books about homeschooling, homeschool classes, and Bible study workshops like Real Men Build. Pastor Mike and Meredith Curtis, along with their daughter Katie Beth Curtis, have written this comprehensive Bible study to help men of all ages grow in leadership in the home, in the church, and in the world. Learn more at powerlineprod.com. That's powerlineprod.com. Powerline Productions. Being world changers, raising world changers.
My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I want to introduce you to my publishing company, Media Angels. I have a heart for homeschool families, and since 1994, I have poured my efforts into creating curriculum to support teaching science, especially from a creationist worldview to the homeschool community. My curriculum was selected by Kathy Duffy in her 101 Top Homeschool Picks. Another Labor of Love is a three-book novel series specifically for homeschoolers with a creation focus, the Truth Seekers Mystery Series that I co-authored with my daughter Christina. Media Angels represents uncompromising quality, not only with books, but with an online homeschool convention and this ultimate homeschool radio network with amazing show hosts. Along with books, Media Angels has produced an American history and an American government video series, as well as a family Bible study, Homeschooling with Proverbs. It has been my pleasure to mentor countless homeschool families and missionaries worldwide. I also enjoy mentoring aspiring authors with one-on-one coaching and the Information in a Nutshell series. If we haven't met, please reach out. I'd love to help you on your homeschooling journey, or if you have a book, help you getting that into print. I can be found on social media and look forward to meeting you. You can reach me at mediaangels.com. Thanks so much, and hope to meet you soon.
Hi, and welcome back. This is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms Lunch with Meredith Curtis and Felice Gerwitz, and we welcome you back. Today we've been talking about true love and what true love really is, and of course this is just in our humble opinion what we think, and you may have your own ideas of what true love are, and you know, perhaps you can share that with me on my blog post on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Just go to the website and click on blog and find the blog that says True Love. Well, Meredith, we've discussed a couple of things that really have dovetailed wonderfully together, and the last one does as well. So I'll let you share your third point on what true love really means to you.
Awesome. I think that true love is not so much about finding the right person as much as it is being in God's will and marrying the person God has for you. And it a lot of times doesn't always feel that way, that, you know, well, maybe someone else would be easier to live with, or, you know, maybe somehow this isn't going to work. But that brings me to my third point, and that's that when you love someone, you build them up with words of life. And I think it's really important to know that even if it was God's will for you to marry someone else, once you marry someone, that marriage becomes God's will, because God hates divorce. And it's very important to watch what you speak over your marriage and over your relationship and to your own heart. There's sometimes in the Psalms that David says, I say to my soul, yet I will praise him, and things like that. He actually, you know, we can actually breed doubt and breed negativity by the things we say under our breath and our mind. It's very important to remind ourselves, God is good to me, and this is a good and perfect gift. And, you know, God has made us one to produce godly offspring, and that God will, two are better than one because they have a better return for their work. All of those things are found in Scripture, and they're all true. But also to speak words of life to one another and to say, I'm so glad that God gave you to me as a husband, as a wife. I'm so grateful for who you are, and to show words of appreciation. Also to show words that speak blessing. I believe that God is really going to use you in that. I believe that God's going to open doors for you. I think you're going to make a great manager. You really are a wonderful dad. You really are a wonderful mother. Our children are so blessed to have you. Things like that affect who we are. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And, of course, in that context, it's talking about salvation. But I think also faith to obey God, to move forward, to try new things, to dare the impossible. We can build up that kind of faith in one another because we know someone believes in us and someone is on our team and they're rooting for us. So I think it's very, very important that we speak words of life to the one that God has chosen for us to be one flesh with, to be united to love. And, of course, as Felice said, all of this works with our children as well, and even our friends and brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And my number three, not surprising, is to pray for and over them. And you just love it, Meredith. I swear, no one's going to believe that we really don't sit together. You know, our methodology is so non-scientific. We often talk about what we're going to talk about ahead of time, but we've both been so busy. So I think I sent you a message via Facebook, and then I asked you to text me your three things, and I did not look at them, and I had written mine, and then when I put yours side by side, I didn't even. Sometimes I have to rearrange, you know, and put them in a different order, like my number two is your number three. But this time it just seemed like the Lord, you know, just made it work out so well. But, yeah, I think so cool. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. You know, praying for your loved ones is the most important thing that you can do, because it really all boils down to our salvation and why we're here. You know, we're here to know, to love, and to honor our Lord as Christians. You know, and so for us, our life purpose is so beautiful when you think about it. And so our job is to pray for those who are lost, to pray for those that you know, want to know the Lord but maybe don't, for our children who yearn for a deeper relationship with God but don't know it, you know, and maybe act out in some way, for dear friends, for, you know, for so many people that we can pray for daily. And then also, you know, Meredith, you know this, and I think I've talked about it before, if not on this show, but
on others, that in our family, our children have grown up with us laying hands on them every night and praying a blessing over them. And it is something that I love that we do as a family. You know, like before this show today, there were so many things that I need to take care of, like insurance for my older son and getting a title change for a car that they won't insure because my teenage son's name is on the car, and just 100 things that I won't have enough time to get done today. And so as I walked into my office, I walked through our schoolroom, and my son, my youngest, came up to me and said, "Mom, can I pray for you for today's episode because you seem a little stressed?" Yeah, so he did, Meredith. He laid hands on me and he lifted me up to the Lord, and he's 14. You know, so what greater legacy can we leave our children than that? That they see someone hurting and they can pray for them and lift them up, and that we can do the same to them, because that, my friends, is what it's all about. It's not so much, you know, on this network, you know, we are a homeschool moms, soon to be out of a job. You know, Meredith and I are both at the end of our homeschool journey, me for the second time, because I have two older kids and the three younger. But it, what a really a blessing for any mom, you know, whether they are homeschooling or not. But, you know, I guess what the point I'm making is, you know, we're so caught up sometime in the academics and our, do they have their transcripts? Are they going to get into college? Oh, no, my child doesn't want to go to college. I went through that. You know, he just wants to go to work. I've had two of those children and one who did go to college. And so, you know, we go through all of those things and we think, oh, did I do a good enough job? You know, have I done all I could do as a mom? And whereas, the most important thing we can do is, like Meredith shared, to speak words of life over them and to pray for and over them, because that is what it's all about.
I agree. And so often we get caught up in what we see and the present and the now, but the bottom line is that life is quick. Soon we'll be face to face with God. And we want him to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," to each of our children. And that will come as they learn to serve him. So I am really grateful for homeschooling, because it gives us an opportunity to invest in the life of our children. And I'm grateful for all the times my husband has prayed for me and all the times he has said, you know, like, "Don't let the devil get you down. God is going to turn this around." And, you know, and then he's prayed and God has answered those prayers, or we've prayed together because finances aren't going well, or as a family we've prayed together, because the bottom line is that this life is all about loving Jesus Christ and serving him, and everything else doesn't matter. And, you know, we have to have a job, we have to eat and all those things, but in the end, we won't carry those to heaven. So I think it's so important in the midst of, you know, loving our husbands, loving our wives, loving our children, that we remember that we do it for eternity.
Yeah, I agree. And we want to hear from you, our audience. You know, what do you think true love is all about, or even comments? And again, I urge you, if you have iTunes, to go to iTunes and give us a rating, or go to vintagehomeschoolmoms.com and look for the show that says True Love and comment there. And there's tons of social media buttons there that you can share very easily with a click with your friends. And also, Meredith hosts of the Finish Well radio show on this network, and it is live the first Monday of every month. And she has amazing guests on there and a lot of young people, and it's really geared to young people, and they have a new logo and a new look. And so I love it. I love the King Crown, Meredith. That
cool.
is so cool. Yeah, it's wonderful. And so I urge you guys to go. It's at 7 o'clock Eastern time, and the kids can chat and, you know, and just really be ministered to, because it is important for all of us to keep filling the airways as much as we can with good information that really helps parents and also, you know, helps us to stay on the path, because it's so easy to get off that path, isn't it, Meredith?
Oh, wow. Yes, it is.
Well, I thank you, my friend, for spending time with me today on this show. It's always such a pleasure to have you on, because I just love how, you know, it's such a affirmation of my faith in the Lord to have a kindred spirit friend who also loves the Lord and serves Him and, you know, will at the spur of the moment come up with some things to share with an audience. And I just pray that, you know, God continues to bless you, Meredith, and your ministry there in Orlando. And, you know, till the next time we get to talk.
Thank you very much. And I feel the same way towards you.
All right. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.
You are listening to Vintage Homeschool Moms with Felice Gerwitz. This is Fletch.
And this is Kendra from the Homeschooling in Real Life podcast.
We use humor and honesty to get real about Christian homeschooling.
And with heaps of grace, we discuss topics you won't find covered at your local homeschooling convention.
You can find the Homeschooling IRL podcast on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network or by searching for us on iTunes.